It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Welcome. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Happy holidays to you out there. It is the season. Don't forget the reason. That's important to us, and I hope it is to you as well. But gearing up for the holidays, and we're going to cover a little of that this week when we're talking about gifts for the griller. So we've got some ideas. But anyway, I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Yeah, we do have some ideas. Thanks, Jop, and thanks, Conrad. Welcome to the smokiest show on the airwaves, still up and running 13 years later. You're still putting up with us. Thank you.
Yes, I am. But it's all good. Yeah,
wasn't talking to you.
I didn't think you were. I didn't think you were. But it is a chore. But we get along somehow, some way.
Yeah, we really suffered. Well, just guy talk. Spent the day last week with my daughter's father-in-law. And my son-in-law, her and him and his wife bought a cottage in Canadian Lakes.
Yep.
And so I went up with him. I hooked him up with a deal from, I want to give a shout out to McDowell's Fireplace Shop out in Grand Ledge, because Bruce and his wife have been friends of mine for decades. And it's a wonderful shop. If you need a fireplace and you're anywhere near Grand Ledge, McDowell's is a great place to go. Anyway, he hooked me up with a great deal on a Vermont Castings to duplicate the one we were taking out. And, of course, I sprained my ankle, so I was a ton of help with that 400-pound stove.
Your best work is done when you're pointing your finger, Bob, so it's all good, man.
Okay. So, anyway, we put that stove in and tore out some slate, and they're redoing the place for a VRBO type situation.
Sure.
And use it whenever they want. It's very cool. In the meantime, he took me to lunch at Antlers.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I hadn't been there in a while. And he said, I know what I'm getting. I said, what's that? He goes, bang, bang, walleye bites. I'm like, okay, good. He goes, you got to try them. So I ordered them. I put them on my Facebook page, and I copied the Grilling Guys Facebook page on it. But dude, this is little chunks of walleye fried in a tempura batter?
Yep, right, yep.
Fluffy, crispy, beautiful, just, oh my goodness. And then bang bang sauce and reduced balsamic on it. Dude, I could have eaten four plates.
Yeah.
They were so good.
Yeah.
I'll never look at walleye the same again. Any fish you could do this with.
Well, that's where I'm at, is walleye is good in and of itself. And I might do that with another type, maybe like a piece of pike or something, which is close to walleye.
Yeah.
But no, I get it. I mean, cool. I've never had anybody
put a
profile on walleye. It's usually just fried and
eaten. They were beautiful little squares.
Yeah.
I mean, almost like factory built, you know, but they're fresh, beautiful. You know, if you've ever been to Antlers, that's Canadian Lakes was founded by an old friend of mine. His name is Don Bowman.
Okay.
And he bought that land, and he got a permit to dam up the stream, and he built all those lakes from a dam.
Yeah.
And what a visionary this guy was. But I had the privilege of knowing him years ago. He was from Shepherd, and he pitched for St. Louis.
Oh.
On the way to a game in Chicago, the bus, because this is 1932, the bus rolled and caught on fire, killed a bunch of them. He survived it by pulling himself out, but the man was horribly scarred his entire life after that.
Oh.
It didn't stop him. He went back to Shepherd, built a appliance store, built up a wonderful business, started buying real estate, and he built Canadian Lakes. That castle at Canadian Lakes, he told me how he built it. He bought silo forms, and he poured those towers from silo forms.
Sure.
Is that
sure.
cool or
yeah,
what?
Right.
Guy was just, he was that kind of guy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Neat. Great story. And Canadian Lakes is a wonderful place, and as is the Antlers. I haven't been there in about a year. I think we went right before Christmas last year with a couple that, we know in White Cloud, and that was kind of where we met.
Oh.
And we both came from our
own
direction.
It's a wonderful spot. Yeah, it is. Because there's not a lot out there.
I mean, it's a destination.
You can't really get there from here. Canadian Lakes is a weird, it's a zigzaggy little way to get in there, but... our friends at Old World Olive Company have a cottage up there,
right?
That I've been to a number of times, as far as I can remember.
Yeah,
and it's a fun area.
Yeah,
but we want to know how to help people get their gifts, and here's a couple of tips. First of all, go to thegrillingguys.com, look at the right column, and look at all those sponsors there.
Mm-hmm.
You can either click on like. Thermoworks for a thermopen.
Right.
Fantastic Christmas gift. I mean, you can't have too many of those things, because if you have one at your grill, you need one in your kitchen, and you need one in your travel. You need at least three thermopens.
Right.
But you know, you just bought another one, the Wi-Fi version. There's so many things on that site, and they have been partnering with us for a long, long time, and it's American-made product. We love ThermoPen.
Yep, they're out in Utah. Wonderful company. Stand behind their stuff 100%. And it's professional quality stuff. And you look on their website, or our website, link through to ThermoPen, and you'll get there. And it's called ThermoWorks. ThermoPen is a product.
Yep.
It's ThermoWorks. And they are just hundreds of products that are all around measuring temperature and humidity and things of that nature.
You know who else stands behind their product? I'm going to give a shout out to these people. I repped for them for a while. It's called Primo
yeah.
Grills.
Yep.
The owner of Primo, George, gave me an oval when I started repping for him, and he sold the company. But the people that bought it are up in Rockford, Illinois. It's that big gas grill company. I can't think of the name of it right now, but they're honoring that warranty. I couldn't produce anything. The plate was rusted. You couldn't read the serial number, but I told them who I was and what the story was. And the girl goes, "We got you covered. You want a liner? Do you need a new grate? Do you need this and that?" That's Primo. What a wonderful way to treat a customer.
Right. Yep. And I agree. But that's what you get when you buy quality.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's part of this. Everybody's got a budget, right? And we're going to, in the next few segments, we're going to cover some holiday gifts. But prefacing it with this is that we're going to cover a spectrum of things, maybe from $1,000, even $1,500 down. It depends on what you want and what your budget is. We're not aspiring to tell anybody to get anything.
Right. We're not just saying just buy from our sponsors, but we're asking you to please look at them. I was at Garrett's this week. What a wonderful place to go and get all sorts of things.
Yep. Everything from
Old World Olive Company,
cool grill down to seasonings.
At and more seasonings,
right,
because
yeah.
They're bringing in T-Gid's new Cajun spice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Which
is wonderful. I made some ribs with it the other night, and it's not what you would expect for a Cajun spice. It's just a wonderful garlic, onion, roasted pepper seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not just Cajun.
Right.
They're bringing Cajun to everything.
Right.
And that's T-Gid.
Yeah, right. And he, one of our board of directors, you'll hear from him before the end of the year, too. We usually, on our last week of the year, we grab all these guys and have a conversation and thank them for their support for the year.
Yeah, and so how we're going to do this show today is we're going to talk about ideas and concepts and then try and fill them in with what to do. So in segment two, we're going to do accessories for an outdoor kitchen. Let's say you're a wife listening or a brother-in-law, and you know the dude's going to build an outdoor kitchen next year. Well, you can help him. You can get some seeds in there, and you can. Several of us have built outdoor kitchens, or many, and we can tell you some of the things that you're definitely going to want, and some of the things just on a wish list.
Right.
So maybe you can buy some of those. And then we're going to have segment three. We're going to have Christmas gifts for the new griller.
Yeah,
we've all got young men and women getting married and getting houses, and they're going to get their first grill maybe. Segment four is going to be stocking stuffers. Can be the little thing. There's where your ThermoPen, there's where your spices, maybe a barbecue sauce or something really cool like that.
Well, don't give it all away.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyway, so, what we're going to try to do is just walk you around the barbecue world a little bit and see. And then we might throw in a recipe here or there with regard to something special that you only cook around the holidays, maybe a leg of lamb or a uncured ham or something like that. But anyway, you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. You can find us on the internet too at Facebook is grillingguys.com. So the Grilling Guys, excuse me. But stick with us. We'll be back.